At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We often hear about big tech and the impact of those companies that they're making locally and nationally, Silicon Slopes, which is an awesome addition to our state. But there's a specific kind of tech that's very different. It's called biotech. And these are manufacturers and developers of medical devices, pharmaceuticals, diagnostic products, and it currently accounts for $500 million a year for Utah's economy. So it's huge, Mara.
It's huge. And we don't talk about it as much. We talk a lot about tech bros. And I mean, I say that tongue in cheek because they're providing a lot to our economy, but they're also often when we talk about technology, it's just a blanket term. And biotech is totally different. And again, you said this, Adam, it bears repeating. Utah's kind of a hub. We've been building an epicenter. We've got some major heavy hitters, and we have the president and CEO of BioUtah, which is a nonprofit organization that helps organize these groups and support these groups. Kelvin Cullimore is here with us today. Kelvin, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So first, tell us the difference. What is biotech and how is it different from what we normally hear about the tech sector?
Well, a lot of high tech is more software driven. Biotech is what we call life sciences. So as you have already indicated, it's medical devices, it's pharmaceuticals and diagnostics. And many of those incorporate elements of software and tech in them, but they are targeted towards helping to improve life and save lives.
Okay. First of all, I would like to point out Kelvin Cullimore, a good friend, when we were starting up our organization for Utah Aerospace and Defense, another huge sector in the state that didn't have an association. It's now called 47G. Kelvin is one of the people I called to find out how to start it and what makes a successful association, because I think that BioUtah has been one of those things. And so they kind of advocate for the industry. And so, Kelvin, I want to congratulate you and your association for all you do. I also want to kind of find out, just kind of on a more micro level, what are some of the coolest technologies that are being developed right here in the state of Utah? What are they being used for? How are they changing our country? How are they changing the world?
I think many people would be really surprised to know the kinds of technologies that are being done here. For instance, we're a leader in brain-computer interface technology, BlackRock Neurotech. Edwards Life Sciences does the TAVR heart valve replacement, where you can have your aortic valve replaced in almost an outpatient procedure now. We have a company called Teva Pharmaceuticals that does a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals that people would recognize, and they're all manufactured right here. Nusano is doing radioisotopes, one of the coolest new technologies that helps to fight cancer. I could go on and on. There are all sorts of really cool technologies that are being done that we're quite proud of. And Adam, just to correct one thing that you said $500 million of the economy. We're actually $22 billion contributing to the Utah economy.
I wasn't off by much. Yeah, only $21.5 billion.
Kelvin, tell us about jobs in this field. If I'm listening and I'm energized, you know, what kind of degrees, is it possible to get jobs in these local biotech firms?
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. Utah is, depending on which study you look at, either the second or third fastest growing life science community in the United States, and has been for a decade, which means we're generating jobs at a rate of over 5% growth every year. So there is significant opportunities for jobs, everything from C-suite to engineering, chemical engineering, electrical engineering, all the way down to the manufacturing floor. We employ thousands of people in manufacturing devices. That is something most people aren't aware of. And so we employ directly over 50,000 people in the state of Utah, and directly and indirectly over 180,000. So there are jobs available, and there are lots of, there's lots of demand for the kinds of jobs that we generate, because they pay on average 50% more than the average pay in the state.
Well, I'm going to ask for a letter of recommendation from you then, if that's the case. Because we're talking about jobs, and I want to find out, there's the legislature this year is kind of doing, I don't want to call it an overhaul, but they're really taking a look at higher education in our university system, and trying to tailor universities to get people jobs when they get out of school, and to get concurrent enrollment in high school, make sure kids are prepared. Is the biotech sector, or the needs of that sector for new jobs, is that being met by our universities in the state? Do you have enough people?
We are making good progress on that. We are very fortunate to be one of the target industries the state of Utah has identified. And so many of our universities are curating programs to address our specific needs. Last legislative session, they appropriated $4 million to go directly towards developing higher ed curriculum that addresses life science needs in particular. And there's a new program coming out in this legislative session that will even do more work-based learning programming. And so we feel very strongly that the state is not only behind us, but our institutions of higher education are behind us. We were able to take a trip over to Ireland with the president of several universities to see how Galway University is supporting life sciences there in a very unique way. And that has influenced the legislation that we're running on this particular session.
So, Calvin, I want to close with you just blowing our minds with something cool. So you get a sneak peek. If you can't name names, don't. But like you said, you're into pharmaceuticals, medical devices, diagnostics. What have you seen that you're just like, holy cow, this is totally the future?
You have to blow our minds in one minute.
Exactly.
Well, there are so many things that are going on. It's hard to do that because it runs the whole gamut. But we're seeing, as I mentioned, the brain-computer interface stuff. We're seeing new technologies for treating cancer that are amazing. Diagnostics that can tell if you have what kind of Alzheimer's you have. We've got drugs that are coming out to address neurodegenerative diseases. All of this is being done right here in Utah. And several of them by homegrown companies like Merit Medical or Halea Therapeutics or Denali. I mean, we're very fortunate to have companies that are really at the cutting edge of their particular discipline.
President and CEO of BioUtah, Kelvin Cullimore, thank you so much for talking to Adam and I today on Inside Sources.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Adam, I mean, this is a huge industry. You don't hear much about it. We've talked, there are two groups. There's BioUtah. There's also a thing called BioHive, and that spins off and encourages the economic development part of biotechnology. I love Utah for years, for the policy wonks, has really emphasized diversifying our economy.
Yeah, exactly.
Having these little nuggets of little generators that make us pretty safe from a jobs point of view. And so cool to take a minute to deep dive on something like that. Hey, next we're going to go to a big hot issue. Let's dig into energy here in the Beehive State. So stay with us.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.